Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting third. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Steve Bilko. Batting sixth. The catcher, Lou Berberet. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Lary. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Frank Lary. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Aspromonte. Batting third. The right fielder, Harvey Keen. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tito Francona. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Walt Bond. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Perry. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Perry. And now, play ball. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a fly ball into right field. Keen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte strikes out. Two outs. Harvey Keen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilko hits a fly ball into right field. Keen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet hits a fly ball into left field. Bond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a pop-up towards first. Bilko settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez strikes out. One out. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. Yost hits a fly ball into right field. Keane settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held misplays the ball. That's an error on Held. Larry moves to second. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Maxwell hits a fly ball into right field. Keane settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Held moves to second. One out. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Held moves to third. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Held scores. Perry moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pearsall. The throw from Berberet and he is safe. Pearsall steals second. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Perry scores. Pearsall moves to third. It's 2-0, Indians. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 0 for 1 in the game. Keane hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Pearsall scores. Aspromonte moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-0, Indians. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Colavito throws the ball into Fernandez who tags Francona trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Aspromonte scores. It's 4-0, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Francona settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilko is 0 for 1 in the game. Bilko hits a line drive towards short. Held reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0 for 1 in the game. Berberet hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Colavito for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Bruce now pitching. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 0 for 1 in the game. Bond hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Bruce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruce takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 2 in the game. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Perry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Pearsall hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Aspromonte hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-0, Indians. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Keene hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 2 in the game. Bowling hits a fly ball into left field. Bond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Maxwell strikes out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilko is 0 for 2 in the game. Bilko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bilko scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Francona for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 2 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bruce fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 0 for 2 in the game. Bond hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berberet takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. Colavito hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Fernandez strikes out. Two outs. Bob Bruce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruce is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bruce hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Berberet moves to second. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 3 in the game. Yost hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Berberet scores. Bruce moves to second. It's 6-1, Indians. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 3 in the game. Bowling takes first base on ball 4. Bruce moves to third. Yost moves to second. Sandy Amaras pinch runs for Frank Bowling. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 3 in the game. Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. Bruce scores. Yost moves to third. Amaras moves to second. It's 6-2, Indians. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Kaline strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Casey Wise now playing second base. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Held hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bruce fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klipstein strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilko is 0 for 3 in the game. Bilko hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berberet hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops it up and throws to first, with Klipstein covering, for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 3 in the game. Colavito strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wise scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Aspromonte hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Keene hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Aspromonte moves to second. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wise scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash pinch hits for Chico Fernandez. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a fly ball into left field. Bond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Neil Chrisley pinch hits for Bob Bruce. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.